Lord, this just seems so light. What I've got to share, Father, seems so light in comparison with what you've given to us. We go and have a feast like this, Lord. It should be a feast that lasts a whole day. Just want to thank you, Father, for your Son. And thank you that through the giving of your Son, it's given us freedom of sin and direct access to you. We can talk to you anytime. Just say this morning how much I love you. So please take these words that I believe you put on my heart. And I just pray, Lord, that they'll have some impact on each of us here today. In Jesus' name. Wow. During the worship, I just felt there were a lot of words floating around the place. In fact, it's interesting because I felt the Father was moving amongst us with a plate. And on that plate, there were just so many goodies, so many things that you've asked the Father for over the years, over the days, over the weeks. And I felt that he was taking little goodies out and just dropping them into each person's heart. So I loved that time, the times that the worship team, under Caleb's direction, the times of just resting and waiting and listening, and the words that followed. But equally, I felt there were some words there. And where's Wayne? Wayne, I really felt that it was like I could see an injection you've been giving, an inoculation. It was a big long needle, and I felt that was being injected into you. And I really sensed that it's for you personally. It's like an injection of something that you need right now to empower, encourage, and to build you up. But also, it's also very strongly related to your vision. It's the injection was a booster. It's called a booster, and it's to ignite you to really move this year. And Alan and I just felt that the Lord was saying that this is a new season for you guys, a new season of gift, empowerment, participation. I don't know what this means. Empowerment, participation, and passing on to others. But also I felt that every nail that you drive into the wood, and you know what this is all about, I felt that every nail into the wood is a fastener of his love. I bless you guys. And Chris and Tom, I just felt that there was something real special about you guys, and that there's something about strengthening your relationship with the Father this year. I don't know whether it's this year, this season, but also your love for each other. So there's something real special going on that I think the Father's he's putting a stamp on it. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Those words are from you. I just pray that they'll take fruit, take root and bear fruit. I pray for that myself every day. I pray in the shower and say, Lord, anything that's been spoken against me, anything that's been spoken against my family members, anything at all that's not of you that I've said to others, I just pray that it'll just disappear. That it'll be like the chase, it'll be pushed right back and it'll totally be dissolved. But that which is of you, I pray that it will come and rest and bear good fruit. How are you guys? You all good? Yes. How do you sort of feel getting back from this wonderful sunny summer that we've just had, eh? I'm waiting. Don't hold your breath. Today I'm going to share 10 points to make 2017 a winner. Actually, that's not true. Not at all. I've only got one point. It's a major point. But I've been pondering over some words that I feel that the Holy Spirit through the Lord has been, if you like, the Lord's been sharing with me over recent weeks. Words that seem to be saying the same thing, but kind of each is kind of giving reinforcements, like things are meshing. So I'm praying that what I share this morning will in fact mesh. I didn't get a chance to come down here last night to practice this, so I'm sorry. I usually come down the night before and just do the stuff. But I have primarily two passages of Scripture that keep coming through to me, and one is from Isaiah 60, verse 1, and the other's from Philippians 3:13 or 14, but I'll put 13 in there as well. But I think I'll start with the reference from Isaiah 60, and you know what it is. It is, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you." Now, the thing about that verse is we don't have to wait for anything. You don't have to wait for revival. You don't have to wait for the next best preachers coming through the town. It's all summed up in that passage of Scripture. And I think the Lord is endorsing that this season. But he's basically telling us to do something. So there's a verb there, and it's telling us to get up. It's telling us to rise, get off our backsides, and to shine. To let your, because Jesus, the light, has already come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. And we'll touch on that a little later on. You know, I've been reading a number of books in January and some novels, all sorts of novels actually. But also out of the books, two of three of these books kept saying the same thing. And it referred to that passage of Scripture, believe it or not. It referred to Isaiah 60 verse 1. Then one morning I decided to look it up. James and Tessa had given me a beautiful new reference Bible. It's really, it smells nice. It's got leather bound, and it's in the New English Version. And it's a Bible that I can actually write lots of notes down the edge. So I thought, you know, what I'd like to do is look up this reference, Isaiah 60, and let that be my first glimpse of my new Bible. So I was sitting in bed, and I opened the Bible, and all of a sudden it fell open. And guess what it fell open to? You're right, Isaiah 60 verse 1. This really began to catch my attention. I thought, there's something significant about that verse for the big church. I'm talking about the big C, not just Capital Vineyard, but the big C. God is trying to get something through to my thick skin. I hope this is applicable to you guys. Now, the interesting part of that verse seems to be referred to, the Lord seems to be weaving us through some personal words which he's been giving, prophetic words which he's been giving to me. And I've got three of those that I feel I need to share today, because it's going to bring some things together. You know, if we're going to shine for him, the one, the beautiful one, Jesus, then I think we're probably going to need some sort of focus. I think we're going to need some focus or delight. Do you like that? Shine, delight. Delight in him. You know, when you're in love with somebody, there's usually an indicator, eh, Kirk? You know, you actually shine. You actually do shine. There's something that reflects from us. And, you know, we've been to a couple of weddings recently, and it's just lovely to see the couples there, and they're literally radiating something. I think that's the sort of thing that the Father's telling us, to shine like him, to fall in love with him. Now, just in case you think I might be rambling today, and you're probably right, I was up till about midnight, but in my preparation and praying for this morning, I surrounded myself with four Bibles. I stacked them up, and one of them was over 100 years old, 1863 Family Bible, but it was a old King James Version, because I wanted to check on something. I wanted to check on something, and the other Bibles don't seem to quite cut it. So I had to refer back to this edition. But I also looked at a few commentaries, because I felt I wanted to say something smart this morning. Don't hold your breath. See, the other word that seems to be coming through to me time and time again, from the Lord and through other people, it's been confirmed, is really what I sense today is all about. And the word is the mark. The word is mark. Mark. I believe the Lord is telling me that 2017 is going to be the year or the beginning of a season of the mark. Not the mark of the beast. Okay, that's what you're thinking. But let's read one of these words. I'd been reading and reflecting on some passages of Scripture relating to rest, which I believe you talked about last week, James, we which have believed do enter into rest. He who has entered into rest has ceased from his or her own works. Father, please help me to function out of rest and not striving, to be in a state of shalom, in harmony, abiding in you, the vine. As I was meditating on abiding in the vine and thinking about CV, I sensed the Lord saying that we are going to see an acceleration of gifting this year. Tires gripping the surface. People willing to step out and get moving. 2017, the year of the mark, Jesus. My church will shine. It will be like a light on a hill. People's eyes will be open to the truth, for my truth brings hope, freedom, and yes, it brings shalom. My son will be seen, and it will be natural through ordinary people, not superstars. A harmonious sound, all peoples. It is time for reformation as the hearts of my people, my sons and my daughters, are revived. The banner will be one of love. So he's putting a banner over the church of love. And I thought of that song of Kevin Prosh says, and I hear the sound of the coming rain and the great I am. That's from the book of Joel. Wow, fancy a banner of love. His banner over me is love. You know, the point about revival is for us, the church. Reformation is for people out there, for our homes, workplaces, and yes, the seven mountains. So in that word, I felt the Lord was highlighting the fact that there's something about the mark. I felt that the modern translation leave the word mark out, but it misses something, as I mentioned. But the way that the Lord used it in that prophetic word seemed to say to me, it's an important word. It's not a goal, although it is a goal, but it is the mark. Philippians 3:13-14, it says, this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, I press, in the old King James, towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. In Philippians 3:7, he also says, don't be distracted. So Paul was determined to set his eyes on that. Now, I thought you might be interested to know that Paul never claimed to be perfect. In the age that Paul was living, there were a lot of people who had become Christians and they thought they'd arrived and they were seeing themselves as perfect. Paul never did. Rather, he said, he will press on. He will press on. The word in this context means to pursue. And it's interesting about that word pursue because it's the same word that Paul used when he was pursuing the Christians to annihilate them. So it had some oomph behind it. Here's a bit of theology for you. He wanted to take hold of the purpose for which Christ had taken hold of him on the road to Damascus. Remember on the Damascus road? The Lord took him out, literally. Much years before this, Paul didn't want to get hung up on the past, but to pursue the calling of his first love, Jesus. He wanted to live his life for one thing. Jesus. Primary cause was Jesus. I thought this was incredibly encouraging, and I thought it was good to chuck up a theology in there for you guys. What I'd like to do now is read some of these other words because I think I've just got them over the last couple of days, and I haven't had a chance to pass them on to Rosemary. Normally I post them on to Rosemary and Graham for them to assess things, because, you know, we're accountable. But I haven't had a chance to do that. But you see, I'm trying, all through this, I'm trying to ask the Father the same question. What does the mark really mean? And I'm wondering how this word from Isaiah fits with the mark. Arise, shine, for your light has come. I think he brings the things together beautifully. Well, if God's speaking to you, of course he will. It's really simple. He keeps telling me that. I think this is part of the deal right now. Having our minds uncluttered, defragged. We are so bombarded with so much stuff on TV. I've given up watching the news. There's so much stuff there. And I get so much stuff coming through every day on my computer about this course, that course, how to be a great leader, how to be a great husband, how to do this, how to do that, blah, 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 blah. And I'm getting tired. Maybe it's just my age. But I think he wants us to declutter our minds and to become back to the simplicity of loving Jesus. I'm really hoping that this will be an encouragement to you guys. I have a pile of verses if you need something more, which I'm prepared to give you one-on-one later on, okay? There's a pile of verses there, words of encouragement, if you kind of need that today, if you say Marty's off track. I'm happy to do that. But let me share these words, and I hope that they make some sense. Because I think this is the Father speaking to us. Somebody prophesied over me last year and the year before, I think it was endorsed last year, that I would be hearing things a lot more clearer than I ever have. And that's happening. I hear his voice and I hear these words really clearly. And I haven't got time to write them all down. But there are times when I do this. So I was up late last night typing these things, hoping that I could read them this morning. That this was Thursday, 27th of January. I'll just read out what I've got. The word came after my quiet time in my tent of meeting, Friday AM, 27th of January. I'd been reflecting on the school of ministry that we're starting on the 7th of March, and I was asking the Lord for confirmation to have the school. But I was also thanking the Father for confirming things, that I felt he was saying that it is right to prepare, equip, and encourage students, people to be light in their places of work, home, communities. Then I sensed him say this. Yes, my son, this is right. Make sure that you have space for me and my Holy Spirit to release revelation, words of encouragement and confirmation with promises to build up and use the students in the school. For I am accelerating gifts this season. Then I sensed the Lord ask me, Martin, my son, what do you see? And I replied, I can see a candle, Lord. And so that's exactly what I saw. I saw a candle. Just like this. David, would you like to light those candles? By the way, I asked Abigail to draw, she's five, to draw me a candle. So she drew me a candle this morning. You see? She gets it. I thought this was a dumb thing to see a candle. That's right, my son. Let your light shine before men, that they might see your good works and reflect on me. I am the true light, and in me there is no shadow of darkness. There is only light and truth and love. My light is truth. It is the whole only true light. It is displaces darkness and unrest and anything negative. It is shalom. It is peace. It shows the way. You are the light of the world through me. So let your light shine before men, that's peoples, for it is time to arise and shine. For your light has come, and the glory of the Lord, my son, is risen upon you. This is the year the season of the mark, which is my son. Set your focus on him, the one in whom I am well pleased, and you will see the salvation, the setting free of the world around you. Don't wander. Keep your eyes and keep your hearts on me. See, that's a sermon itself. See, I don't have to say anything, do I? Wow, I need to reflect more on this. It seems the Lord is reaffirming, arise, shine, Isaiah 60, and the year and the season of the mark and the gift of acceleration. Can you feel the welding? Can you feel the things coming together? I can. So this word came as a surprise to me yesterday. I wanted to be out doing my painting. So I had my quiet time and I was ready to go, and then I felt the Lord start to speak, so I'm scribbling these things down. I asked the Lord, what is it? Because I was going to talk on the mark. I pressed towards the mark, which is Christ Jesus. He is my goal. And being with him and like him and enjoying his presence is my desire. Then I sensed the Lord say, yes, my son, this is what I want you, all of you, to do. To keep your focus, your gaze upon my beloved son. He is the pearl of infinite value. All else will fade away and is worthless in the long run. My son will not disappoint you. Don't let the clutter of the world, the noise of the world around you, get in the way of being in love with my son. Past, present, and future. He is all I had to give you to make it possible for you to have a life of freedom and direct access to me. So please keep it simple. Keep your eyes peeled, rested, and focused on me. On my son, for he is the one. He is the one. You are being changed into his likeness. You know this. I have given you my beloved Holy Spirit, who is part of us. Part of us. Part of the Father and the Son. And he will help you always on the journey as you have been changed from glory to glory. Let him help you direct your focus to the mark, my son. Yes, just like Paul said, count everything else nothing, dung in comparison. Fall more in love with my son. Get to know him and to do what he does. And that is, what does he do? He loves people. And I said to the Lord after all this, I said to him, is that what you are saying, Lord? I'm so thick. And that's what he said. Yes, my son, it is that simple, for I will strengthen you. Keep abiding in me. We had those words this morning. How do I wrap this up? You know, when you feel that these are the words direct from the Holy Spirit for us as a people. I don't quite know how to do that. But you know something? When we were travelling in, we had a few days off down in Nelson, in Blenheim and Duncan Bay with Nicholas and family. It was just lovely, even though the weather was rubbish. But as we were coming back in, the ship came around, obviously parallel with the bottom of the North Island, and then I thought, I've got to get up on the top deck, and I had the whole deck to myself. It was blowing. Crazy, fella, holding on. And I could see, I thought, I've got to go and see the mark. And up there I could see the mark. I could see the lighthouse. There was one lighthouse there. And I thought, I've got to see the other mark. And up on the hill there was another lighthouse. You see, when the ship comes around that point, the captain lines up those two marks. Now, if he lines up one, he could be off course, but he's got two marks, two of those marks. And if you line up two marks, you cannot miss. And if he misses that, he's going to come adrift. And I think that's the point about our lives. Simple analogy. I think we've got to line a couple of things up, but it's simple. And the two things I think that we line up is, one, it's the cross, And Jeff shared a few weeks ago about the cross being the kickoff point. Well, it is the kickoff point. He's given up everything. He can't give any more. I know I want more, and I know you want more. But he can't do anything more to bring us close to him. He's done it. But if we line the cross up with Jesus, we've got the, you know what I mean? If you can imagine Jesus out there and you head towards the cross, you're going to aim for Jesus. You can't miss. You're not going to get caught up on the rocks. If you're looking at the cross and you decide to go over here, you're going to come amiss. You've got to focus. The two need to be together. And I think having communion today is good because it's a good leveler. Whenever we have communion, we should have a feast because it levels us, it brings us back to the one. And having said that, I'm done. I don't know what to do. But I think today's a good day and a good time for us to, where we are, I'm going to just invite the Holy Spirit to come. I was going to invite you all to come forward, and I thought, no, you'll all want to come forward. But I don't think we need to do that today. I'm just going to invite you to do something, because I've only touched on part of it. He talked about the mark, but he talked about something else which is very special. And he talked about a willingness of individuals here to what? To move in the gifts this year. Now, why don't you reflect a little over this next week on what your gifts are. Write them down. Think about them, pray about them. But also, something else, what gifts would you like? So what are the gifts? Just tell me what they are. Yell them out. What are all the gifts? Prophecy, yep. That's a good one. Come on, let's hear some more. Speaking in tongues, yes. Interpretation of tongues, yes. What was that? Healing, yep. There's more, come on. What was that one? Teaching. Administration, absolutely. Hospitality. Worship. Keep them coming. Faith. Hope. Working miracles. Wisdom. Yes. Intercession. Yes. Discernment. Right. I was going to write them all down. I think, you know them. But you guys have those gifts. John Wimber calls them grace that he's given them to you. Let this be the year when those gifts start to get acceleration. Let it not be just the ministry school. Acceleration in your life this year. I had that word confirmed by two people just recently, where the tires are gripping and we've got acceleration. So please just don't stop today. But the other thing too is come into the place of allowing Jesus to become primary focus and keeping it that simple. Can we just pray? Father, thank you for those words. For me, I'm still trying to figure them all out. Even though you said them, Lord, I'm still trying to figure them all out. But I'm asking, Lord, that we as a community here will see that come to be, that the church in this nation we'll see that come to be, Lord, that we'll strip away all the stuff that we've attached to it, conferencing and everything else, Lord, unless it brings you glory, unless, Father, it's encouraging people to let the true light shine. For it is time for us to do a couple of things. One is to arise and shine. And the other one, Father, is to fix our eyes on the mark. Both doing words, Lord. So I just pray, Father, that this will be the year of the mark and the year we will arise, shine, for Jesus has already come and there's no excuse for us not to fall in love with him and for us to be a lover of Jesus, to lover of you, Lord, that's going to influence the people that we work with, our spouses and our families and our communities, because I ask it in Jesus' name. Let us carry this into our businesses, into our work communities, wherever you've placed us, because I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.